And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
In some ways, it seems silly that we even had to conduct a study to confirm something so obvious, but in the modern and hotly contested world of public policy, some new research regarding the state prison system is welcome and important news. The finding? There's a big payoff to providing treatment and care to incarcerated people with mental health disabilities. What's more, the practice of using solitary confinement for such individuals is ineffective and harmful. The study was conducted by the American Journal of Preventive Health, and it lays bare the dangerous and often deadly effects of prison solitary confinement on people with mental health disabilities. The findings confirm what's been known for years. Solitary confinement is harmful to people and results in lifelong trauma, suicide, and self-injurious behavior. Happily, experience from other states and nations shows that there are better and more effective policies. The bottom line, North Carolina lawmakers should appropriate the funds to pay for the staffing, services, and facilities that allow for incarcerated people and the prison personnel who oversee them to be treated like human beings. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.